Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Get up, it's the Get Up Show.
Hey, it's the podcast. It's the Simon Says podcast number 112 plus.
No, it's 113.
One. Don't.
You just don't have to. Don't say that.
It's the same. It's the same.
It's 113.
Don't
it doesn't
do
count
that.
If it's 113.
Yeah.
Oh my God, we're going to die.
Yeah, don't say that. I will not leave that when I'm pumping gas. I won't leave that number on the readout on the screen, either in the gallons or in the amount I'm paying. I won't do it. Hey, it's the Simon Says podcast. I'm Sean and Charlie and Maddie are here.
Hello.
We do the Get Up Show on 98.7 Simon. Please do click a like and a subscribe and whatever you do. So there's a guy who had the most poisonous snake in the world. He was very proud of it.
It was his pet.
Reptile lover. He had several reptiles for pets. Most poisonous snake in the world.
Which is that a pit viper?
African pit viper, yeah. What do you think happens?
They did lots of cuddling.
He put a little sweater on it.
It was so sweet. It wore hats.
He put a sweater on it.
You stop wiggling out of your sweater.
What are you doing, you silly goose? Stop flicking your tongue at me.
That's your favorite sweater, and you know it.
All right, it's kissy kiss time.
And
it's also bitey bite time. Yeah, it's like... I never will understand when someone has a collection of poisonous things and it bites them and then it makes the news. Like, the police had to rush and save them and they had to get anti-venom from the Smithsonian.
Is that right?
Someone like that.
Yeah, so
like, they didn't have enough.
Hey, I would never have this deadly thing that lived in my house with me. B, if I did, I wouldn't cuddle with it or handle it in any way.
Yeah.
And C, I would have the venom nearby or the anti-venom nearby.
Yeah, that was one thing I was thinking of. It's like, you know, if you've got crazy allergies, you have an EpiPen.
Yes.
Right. You know what I mean? Like, but can you just have snake anti-venom? Like,
can you just stab yourself with a whole bunch of EpiPens?
I messed up again. You
look online for anti-venom recipes, and they tell a whole damn story, the whole life story before they get to the recipe. It drives me crazy.
Oh, it's hard to find that button to skip to recipe.
Kids.
I was at the eye doctor yesterday, speaking of reptiles.
Yeah.
And the lady checking me in, out of nowhere, like, do you like animals? And I was like, I guess.
Why? What you got?
But that was the thing. And she's like, I'm trying to find a home for a bearded dragon.
Oh, God.
Oh, good gravy.
And she was, and I was like, oh, that's neat. I've got three dogs. She's like, this thing thinks it's a dog. It hangs out with my friends.
She's soliciting you to take a bearded dragon at the eye doctor.
She showed me a picture. She said that her friend was getting rid of it because they're getting ready to have a baby. And the problem was is that its habitat takes up too much room in the house.
Oh, they're gross.
But I was like, do I have the look on my face? Even, it would be just my eyes because I had a mask on. Do my eyes say I want a lizard?
You're a tattooed bald guy.
You can see my tattoos.
She knew. Mm. She could smell it on you.
You look like a lizard man.
Yeah, you're a lizard guy.
How dare you both? Maybe, I just thought it was funny.
Could also be a ferret guy.
Come on.
What?
Or he could even be a bird guy.
Oh, see,
I don't know.
We are teetering on the edge of being a bird family. That's my wife, though.
What
kind of bird? Store. A pretty bird.
Do you know I got offered an African gray parrot for free one time? My friend Mark, who has the pet store.
Oh, yeah.
And I, you know, I'm crazy about birds. I don't know if y'all knew that or not. But the African Grey is one of the best talkers in the whole bird universe. And I was like, he said, you can have it. And I've always, always wanted one.
And they're usually pretty expensive if you're going to buy one, right?
Crazy expensive, aren't they?
They're over $1,000 usually.
That counts as crazy expensive.
That's expensive.
Yeah. But I didn't do it. And you know why?
Why?
Because I told him, I was like, it wouldn't be fair to the bird because I don't have that kind of time. I'm not going to spend the time with the bird that it deserves. Plus, it'll poop and throw seeds all over my clean house. And
well, that's the thing that I have. That's why I don't like birds is because they poop and throw seeds everywhere. But I feel like you and the bird would have the best bonding experience. You would watch Wagon Train together. Mm. You would watch Kojak together. Mm. Columbo.
Beretta. I don't do Beretta. Columbo.
Okay, whatevs.
Put on me anyway, TV, rot.
You would like teach this bird all about the classics.
You know what would be embarrassing, though, is you guys know that I talk to myself right out loud when I'm alone, which is most of the time, all the time.
Oh,
That bird would know all of my blurt outs, all of my intimate blurt outs, and then when people finally do come over, the bird's dishing all my secrets.
But also you wouldn't look like crazy that. Because you'd actually be talking to the bird even though you're really talking to yourself.
Yeah, and eventually it would talk back to you.
Hmm.
But then that might get weird. What if you get in a fight? Can you get in a fight with a bird?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Of course you can.
I am not. How dare you say that about me?
I do not want a cracker. You want a cracker, clearly. You're obsessed with crackers.
Bring your ass. Clean your ass.
But back to the snake bite guy, man. Do you remember they used to say that if you were bitten by a poisonous snake, that you cut an X over where it was, where the bite was, and suck the poison out? Didn't you ever hear that?
I heard about the poison.
Yeah, I didn't know about the X part.
Yeah, you have to cut to get the poison. But that's like an urban legend. You know, it happens in Wagon Train quite a bit.
Yes, they just it's sort of like siphoning gas where they like suck it out, but then they don't swallow it. They spit it out.
Yeah.
So,
but wouldn't it still affect you if it was in your mouth?
I don't think so. But my point is, don't do that. Where was this guy bitten? Do we know on what part of his physiognomy?
Oh, no, but it wasn't good. No matter
the
what.
The part that swelled up.
Yeah.
I remember seeing a thing.
The part with two holes in it.
I remember seeing a thing about a guy who was like, he was convinced that snake venom was good for his health. And so he had tons of poisonous snakes and he would you know, milk them. And
which is gross.
Drink a little bit of the poison every day. But I think he poisoned himself a few times. Like he went too much.
That's complete insanity.
Yeah. He was pretty, it was like some Vice documentary, and he was severely...
One time this cowboy got bitten by a rattlesnake down there.
Yeah.
And his buddy was with him, and he said, man, I've been bit by a rattlesnake down there. What do I do? He goes, hold on, I'll go get the doctor. So he rides into town, and the doctor's delivering a baby, so he can't come. But he says, hey, you got to cut an X where the snake bite is and suck the poison out. He goes, So he rides back out to where his buddy's laying there in the desert. And he said, what did the doctor say? He said, doctor said, you're going to die.
Exactly.
True story.
Yeah.
It's a classic.
Yeah, I remember reading about that in history class.
So at least one or two of us completely fired up about the historic basketball game. This is so North Carolina, man. This is dripping all shades of blue all over the place.
I am really moved to tears with excitement.
Okay, so
I'll watch the game.
Are you into college basketball at all?
No.
Regardless?
Really?
Like you never have been?
No, and I've traced it back. We didn't really have anything like the ACC growing up in New Hampshire. So it was never like my parents didn't watch it. I never was into it. Yeah. My friends weren't into
People
it.
People in New Hampshire don't like basketball.
Well,
what
it's more, you know, it's funny. So I remember when I moved down here and like I even remember someone we were at the bar one night and so they were talking about Lenny Bias. And I was like, oh, yeah, that's the guy that Celtics drafted who died.
Yeah.
And I was like, they're like, no. You have no idea who Len Bias is or what he was. You know,
he was amazing.
Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
And I was like, what? Huh?
Oh, he was amazing.
Of course, you live down here and they have ACC network and they were showing highlights and stuff. Right. Like, oh,
well,
so then experiencing the rivalry and like the games and stuff, like I'll watch it. And I'll for sure
be
watching
it. Been down here long enough. You'd think you'd be more into it. But I mean, I grew up in Indiana, which is the other basketball
right.
state.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, always basketball has been a thing since Larry Bird's from down the road and all that kind of stuff. So I've always been into basketball. And then I get here and they're kind of like, you have to pick a team. So a guy that went to my high school hometown, much younger than me, but whatevs, Tyler Zeller played for Carolina. So I'm like, okay, I guess I'll pick the Tar Heels.
That's a good reason.
Been there ever since.
Are you picking one between the two blues?
I think if I had to pick, I would go for Carolina over Duke only because of it's family reasons. Like my ex-wife's family was into them and like the people I was most friends with were mostly Carolina fans.
Really?
But I think.
My family split. My mom is big time Duke and my sister is way out Carolina. And I told you guys, I used to, run into the guys from Duke back in the day when they were the big stars like Grant Hill and Bobby Hurley and Christian Laettner.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's when I was NC State before that. But when I got experience with them and they were all so cool and nice, that's when I got on board with Duke. And I used to work with Bob Harris, who was the voice of the Blue Devils.
Oh, okay.
Forever, the voice of the Blue Devils. When they won the tournament with that buzzer beater against Kansas that year, you heard him all over the world when it went in at 3-point.
Who was the guy? Is it Gene Banks? He was another big like he.
Oh no, you're thinking of Gene Simmons.
No, he wasn't very good.
Fire.
Yeah, well, that was him, the demon.
You want to hear my Bob Harris story?
Sure. Sorry.
So Bob Harris was the voice of the Blue Devils, and he did sports on our AM station when I was in Raleigh on WDNC. And he dressed like a coach, like always. He had those stretchy pants with the button that came across.
Polyester.
Real
kinda,
high up.
Yeah.
And the white shirt with the little collar. The only thing he was missing was a whistle. So we were always friendly and cool and everything until, he's a great guy. He's no longer with us. But he got moved from his office to a cubicle. When we changed buildings, we went from downtown out to RTP. So his cubicle was on the other side of my office wall. And occasionally I would leave my radio on and he's doing his reports and it was just enough noise to drive him crazy. And he broke my door down.
To shut your radio off?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yes. I got there and the what do you call it? The frame is busted and shattered and splintered off and the door is open. I'm like, what in the hell happened here? There's nothing in here to steal. And then somebody said, oh, yeah, your radio was on too loud. Bob had to get in there and turn it off.
I couldn't find a key.
This was, first thing in the morning.
I'm trying to picture, though, too, with that cool, cool announcer voice. It's like, I can't believe this idiot left his radio on again. I'm going to have to break down the door.
And the door is down. Yeah, man. But, like I said, great guy, other than breaking my door down.
Yeah, you deserved it.
Did I?
I think so.
I know we've had people like that around this building who do that.
I
understand.
Oh, yeah. I don't think it was obnoxious like that. So, Ozark, I told you guys that I'm a month away. I was even telling Brian, one of our bosses, he just got caught up on Ozark, and he's loving it because he heard us talking about it on the radio.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, you're caught up? Good, because the end is coming at the end of this week on the 31st, which, that'd be tomorrow.
It's April 29th.
April, yeah.
It was close. You're just excited. It's like Christmas Eve for you.
I'm so excited.
I'm excited, but I don't want it to end at the same time.
I'm
like
with you.
Knowing that it's the last 8 episodes or whatever.
I think that this time I won't watch them all in a row until the next morning.
Yeah,
I think
we filled the whole weekend we got through it last time.
Yeah.
So it won't take long because it was so good.
Do you think they'll be able to wrap it up tight? The best example I can give is, and I can't remember, I don't think either of you watched Breaking Bad.
No.
Yeah.
Not yet.
They did one of the best jobs I've ever seen about wrapping it up.
Mm-hmm.
They really tied it up well.
If I'm guessing, I'd say by the end of this, everybody's dead. That's my prediction.
That's
I don't know that.
That's my guess, pretty much. But or it could be that it was all a dream. And they were...
Snow globe.
Everybody was dead all along.
Now, how would that be? Because if there could be little hints toward that, you know, throughout the show.
It could be that Marty is actually like this super boring accountant guy.
Which he was.
And he just is dreaming that he lives this exciting life when really he's still a super boring accountant guy.
When you go back, sometimes like when they do that, like if you go back and watch the first episode again, like you can look for clues and just see if there was anything that they would go back to,
well,
that kind of thing.
Yeah, see, I think you might be onto something there because dreams have played a big part in it throughout the show, like the time when Wendy killed Marty when she pulled it.
I actually saw that one.
Out in the middle of the road and shot him and took the bag of money.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh my God, what's going on? And then she wakes up.
Yeah.
And then they also did some flashbacks to Marty when his biggest biggest thing going on, his biggest problem was finding office space with a north-facing window.
Right. And he was like just super, super, he would not decide on this office because even though it was gorgeous and wonderful because he just wasn't sure about the windows.
Yeah. And then he goes to being, you know, cartel man.
Yeah.
So it could be a dream. Wouldn't that be something?
No, I hate, to me, I hate when they do that kind of thing because to me, it feels lazy. Like, that's what killed me about Lost is it was lazy.
Oh, God, don't.
Yeah.
No, but I mean, if you think about it, they threw out all this mystical stuff and all these things. And then to just say, nah, they're all dead. It's like.
I'm still mad about it.
Or even with Game of Thrones.
It's been 10 years?
It was like they were just. It had that feeling of, we just got to wrap this up, you know? And it's like, that's what what I most appreciated. Or even, God, Dexter was another one that ended like that, where you're just like, what?
Well, then they brought it back.
Yeah.
They did a new Dexter.
I didn't watch the new Dexter.
I heard it was awful.
Yeah. It also, the show itself got weird. But
oh, really? A show about a serial killer? Got weird?
Well, that
started
part was
cool.
Fine.
What's your thing about stuff that scares you now that didn't used to? Do you have any of those?
Oh,
I've got one.
It's like, for instance, things that scare you as an adult that meant nothing to you as a child. For instance, the check engine light, which came on in my Explorer the other day. And I was like, oh, God, what's wrong? What happened?
You know what you do?
Mm.
You take a business card and you place it on your dash in front of that light.
And then it's like it goes off.
Yeah, you're fine.
It did eventually turn off. Taxes, which is kind of dumb.
Yeah.
Birthdays and getting older. But
These aren't real fears, though.
Not
other than the engine light.
Oh, wait, well, if you think about things, you know, as a child, being naked in front of people.
Yes,
as
that's
a child,
terrifying.
Check it out.
True.
Losing your teeth, jumping from a swing or another tall place. Mm. I was laughing about that.
That's it.
I'm like, if I did that, that would be over.
That's the one, man.
Things would hurt.
When I was a kid, I had no problem with heights. I remember someplace in the mountains, I want to say it was actually Blowing Rock, the Blowing Rock. You used to be able to go out on it. Now it's all fenced in and stuff, and you can't get to it anymore.
Oh, yeah.
But I remember walking out to the edge and having my feet in my tennis shoes kind of like curling over the edge looking down. And now I wouldn't get 10 feet near that thing. Never.
The one on this list, though, that 100% is actually reverse for me is other people's opinions about you. As a kid... I would be more concerned about that. Now,
you don't care.
Don't care.
I wish I had more of that because you really don't care.
I'm more so care less than I used to, but I still care.
I had a big talk with my kid about that. I remember someone once said it was in regards to a comedian bombing at one of their sets. And the manager was like, you know, believe me, no one is going to go home thinking about you. The only person who thinks as much about you or about you is you.
Yeah.
Like, no one's thinking about what you did tonight or what, you know, like.
That's great. That's a good point.
And so it's like, you know, no one, if you do something embarrassing or whatever, no one's going, oh my God, that guy. Let's talk more about that guy.
Well, we talk about people when they do stupid stuff. Hardcore.
Yeah. But
yeah. And then people post it on the internet and it goes around the world.
Yeah, man.
And yeah.
So yeah, people are judging you. So don't worry about it. You're doing good.
It just didn't tell you to your face.
Wait a minute.
The other one is water. When I was a kid, we were out on a boat all the time, and I had no issue with it. I'd jump off the boat into the water and splash around and climb back in. I'm terrified of big water
anymore. Afraid of sea monsters in particular, but are you like If we all said, hey, let's rent a pontoon boat and go out on the lake, would you get in?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't like lakes that much, though.
But.
Pond stream.
No, I don't want no pond.
What about the ocean?
See, that's scary. And it is the sea monster thing, I think, but it's like a layer below that. It's more the unknown.
Oh,
the
hold on.
Deep blue unknown.
You've ruled out most bodies of water.
Yeah.
So the bathtub.
Yeah, so where are we?
You
at?
Know what happens in the bathtub.
Turtle.
I'm afraid of peeing on myself. I didn't used to be. I used to do it all the time.
About the only thing we could get a pontoon boat is one of those little kiddie pools.
No, I would go on a pontoon boat in the lake. Last time I did that, my friends who I hadn't seen in 20 years threw me off the boat not once but twice. Wow. One time while I was peeing off the boat.
They're some good friends.
Right into it. Yeah, they thought that was hilarious.
Yo, that is one of the worst things ever. I still remember last time someone tried to push me in the pool and my flight instinct kicked off because I had my phone in my pocket.
You flew away?
You know what I mean.
Wow.
So I tried to jump to the other, like I was near the corner.
Oh no.
But I wasn't near enough to really realistically get there.
Yeah.
But I tried. And so when I hit, I hit the side of the pool. It was like concrete.
Mm. Ooh.
All the way down my chest.
Did you get a nice rash?
Oh, it was awful. Oh, and yeah. So I'm lying there. So then everyone's having fun. And I'm covered in like this giant, you know.
Road rash.
Road rash.
That's what you get for trying to save yourself.
Yeah.
I'm so mad.
Just got to roll with it.
I thought
it would be funny.
Go with it, man. There's a list going around that is a little bit controversial for some of us. It's things that used to mean you were upper class, but now mean you're lower class. Waterbed is on the list.
Mm. Yeah.
But I don't think that makes you lower class. I think that that's a flashing generalization, as we say in sociology.
Well, they're just, waterbeds are just so outdated. It's so 80s.
Yeah.
It's so.
And they're so full of hair.
I think. What?
What?
Full of hair?
You never pushed the side of a waterbed over?
I never had one. Like, no. I've never been near one.
I never had one.
I never had
it's
one.
It's creepy. A
friend of mine had one. His parents had one. And we were fascinated by it. You know, we'd go in there and waller around on it.
Yeah.
And then one time, I was laying on it in such a way that it came away from the frame, and between the water mattress and the frame, tons of hair.
Gross.
Isn't that gross?
Would that freak you out?
Huh?
Like, what if you were, like, if you were sleeping on a waterbed, would you wake up in a panic thinking you're on the ocean?
No.
There's a sea monster in there.
I had a girlfriend who had a twin waterbed back in the day.
Weird.
I forgot about that. Yeah. I didn't check that one for hair.
Freddie came out of a waterbed one time.
He did.
Was that the Johnny Depp one?
No.
All right, what else?
Bed.
A 35-inch TV.
Hey, don't knock it. It's plenty.
No, it used to be big, but that's what you want.
I don't care if I see the people's faces and I can't read the print on the pharmaceutical ads. I don't care.
Oh, my God. Flip phones, wallpaper.
Wallpaper?
Yeah, it's that idea that, like,
outdated.
All these things are outdated, and that's what it really comes down to.
But were they, like, expensive? Because, like, our house that I grew up in was built in 1974, and every single room, I believe, had wallpaper in it, because that's what everybody did.
Yeah, you don't see it as much anymore.
So was that, like, a fancy thing?
Yeah, it was. It was fancier than paint at that time.
We were fancy.
My favorite out of all of these, because it reminds me of a friend of mine, was the carpeting in the bathroom.
Ew. Oh, we had that, too.
It was nothing grosses me out faster. Like, it was awful, because we were also, partying and stuff.
Yeah.
Every room of the house in our house was carpeted except for the kitchen. The kitchen had linoleum, but every other room was carpeted, including the bathrooms. And I didn't think it was gross back then, because, I mean, you got out of the shower onto a bath mat.
Mm.
You know, so you didn't think about the fact that the water was soaking down in there, I guess.
So gross.
It's not even just that. It's like, you have a brother, right?
I don't.
Well, learn to aim, dude.
Sometimes you can't control the splash faucet.
Yes, you can. Yes, you can. As sit Daniel down. Tosh said, always sit down.
Sit down.
I'm a man. I stand. I put both hands on my hips and just get it.
He's lying so much.
Daniel
I bet
said,
if we called his wife.
Daniel Tosh said, always sit down. And always wipe, whether you need it or not.
Yep.
So remember that, all right, in your carpeted bathroom. And the carpeting on the toilet seat matches the carpet all over the floor, too. It's the same red.
I just hop out like the dog and drag my butt around it.
Oh, God. That was so gross, though, when you would go to somebody's house and they had the carpeted bathroom and it's summertime and you walk in there and the carpet's wet when you get in there.
I don't remember that happening. And like I said, our house had carpet in the bathrooms until I graduated from high school. So
did you have the carpety thing on the toilet seat too?
No, we did not have those. We were not fans of those.
Or the little crocheted doll head with a dress that covers up the toilet paper.
Or even the foam. Did you ever have like the foam toilet seat?
I hate those.
Oh, yeah, those are gross.
Some people love those. I hate those.
Yeah, they're gross. Who is we know that travels with their own toilet seat? Don't we know somebody who does that?
I don't think so.
Yeah, maybe it's
maybe someone
you know.
How
do you do that? Do you have to take the other one off and then put yours on and use it and then?
But they're not all universal.
I wonder if you could just place it above the one. You said you replace toilet seats when you move into a new house.
Yeah, when I move, especially when I was renting, I always replaced the toilet seat. In the new house, just went and bought a new one.
That's wild.
But I made sure it fit. I didn't have one that I carried around from house to house to house.
I'm such a germaphobe, but I have never done that. I've never even thought of it.
Really?
Yeah.
That's like the one thing.
First thing I did.
I don't think there's not enough cleaner.
That's like my cousin and wearing used pants. There's not enough detergent in the world for him to wear used pants.
That's so funny to me. It's like, I mean, I get it. And I guess it's sometimes it's like, you got to wash something first because, you don't know what the degrees of separation were from your body.
Like if you're walking down the road and you see what you think is part of a cool coat sticking up out of a mud hole, and then you pull it out of the mud hole and you realize, wow, this is a cool green vintage coat. And then you take it and you get it cleaned and you wear it and you enjoy it. I mean, for instance, that's just hypothetical.
Your hypotheticals are real specific.
Yeah.
And you could have also found a random sweatshirt in the road, a hoodie, and you might have thought, wow, this is really cool. I think I'll wash it and keep it.
You know, okay, I will admit, sometimes maybe hypothetically you're driving down the road and you see a cool hat.
Yeah.
And sometimes you just can't pass up a cool hat. You can't necessarily wash all the hats.
Hats are hard to wash.
Yeah, man. Would you put a found hat on your beautiful dome there?
I'm not saying that I have.
But hypothetically, would a bald dude with a beard and glasses find somebody's dirty old hat?
If it's a cool enough hat, then I think so. That always amazes me because there's always, I really want to stop and start documenting like, the things that you find and see on the side of the road. Like, there's always one shoe.
I know. I always wonder what the hell happened.
We want to know the story.
Yeah. Always one shoe.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's, hats I get because, a hat will fly out the window or, whatever.
A sock is weirder than a shoe.
Because where'd the shoe go?
You had to take that. I mean, a shoe could theoretically fly off in some case, but a sock, you got to take that off.
I'm just thinking the only way that makes sense is if you're hanging your leg out the door or, what could also happen is you jokingly throw someone's shoe out of the window.
Yeah.
But then I would stop to go get it, not just be like, well, it's gone forever.
Hey, look, good news. I got your shoe and this other shoe.
If Maddie's in the passenger seat, you know that he's kicked back and got his feet probably hanging out the window. So that could be an explanation.
Oh, my shoe blew off.
Do you know what would be fascinating? If any of our tens of podcast listeners out there have ever lost one shoe while traveling in a car, please tell us how that happened. I've never heard anybody say, oh, yeah, that was my shoe.
I need a story.
You know?
I mean, I've thrown stuff of my sister's out the window before, but it's not like...
Do you think that's what it is? It's like a kid fight or something?
Yeah, but I've seen like work boots. Work boot.
Yeah. Work boot.
One boot.
Yeah.
By one Timberland that fell out the window.
You don't usually see a high heel, though.
That's true.
No, it's generally sneakers.
Yes.
Or a work boot.
Maybe you're jogging and you got such a good pace it fell off and you're like, I gotta keep moving.
Kept going.
It's like, go for us.
I don't need shoes. I got the runner's high. You were talking about the Hoarders that they filmed here in Greensboro, which is a very famous episode.
It was, it was back from 2017, I think. 2017,
it's been a while.
Yeah, that sounds right. And you're talking about the lady finding stuff and thinking, I can wash this washcloth and use it again.
Yeah, and it wasn't one that you probably would want to use. It was a lot of that. But that happens on a lot of those episodes that they're digging through the hoard and they find stuff that they forgot they even had. There was another one where it was like...
And they think they can just clean it off, but it's actually covered in mold. And
mouse poop.
Yeah.
Or petrified rat, which I saw in the other one.
As I've told you guys, I have stuff. There's a new, they call it a spring cleaning hack, where you hide things from yourself until you no longer love them or whatever. I couldn't do that because if I go through a box that I haven't looked at, if I go in the attic or if I go in my storage room in the garage, there's literally stacks of boxes of treasure in there. And it's like shopping. It's like the best experience. Oh my God, I haven't seen you in 20 years. I love this thing.
Yeah, I think so. I have in our guest room, like the whole top of the closet is full of my bins of things, which is like memorabilia and photos and scrapbooks and da 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 da. And if I were to go in there even looking for one thing, you'll find me hours later still sitting there going through stuff, but I never throw it away.
Now, is this a hoarder thing? Because you're looking at me funny when I tell that story.
You're borderline. And here's my thing, is that when was the last time you have these boxes?
Yeah.
When was the last time you looked in them? Because the reason I say that, especially in your garage, is rodents and cockroaches and whatever else.
Don't say
it. Could be nesting in your boxes of treasure.
Mm-hmm. No.
And then, but that's the thing. So even when I was in Florida, my dad, a brand new like food saver vacuum seal thing, like they had opened it, looked in it and closed it, like never used it. And he's like, oh, well, teach me how to use it now that you're here. And you bring it in the house and it's got, I'm like, hey, you know, it's covered in roach poop. And he's like, what? And yeah, bugs had gotten in.
Yeah, when you keep things, see, I won't ever keep anything in outdoor buildings. I don't trust them.
But so that's the thing. When's the last time, like even your attic, you know, you've got stuff. If it's not in like a plastic container, if you've got it in cardboard, your treasure. Real talk. You need to look at it because
I can't get to that stuff.
But that's the.
It's your fault that you can't get to it.
You dance the line, my friend. You dance it. You tiptoe around on it, twirling like a ballerina.
If it was all like put away nicely and packaged and preserved and everything, that's one thing. But if the animals are getting in it, then
I can't believe that there's animals in it. Because the first
no, none of them can.
No.
The first level, the first level of stuff is all bins. Those great big plastic bins.
Yeah. Bins are good,
and that's all the way back to the wall.
Right.
And you kind of have to shimmy your way in the door because it's so full. Maybe you're right. But then it's bins all the way back to the wall, and then there's no cardboard until on top of the bins.
Oh, well, then it's prime pickings for the mices and roaches. And they don't even have to go around bins to get to it.
Yeah. I'm just saying that one thing I've learned from all of these shows and whatever else, it's like there's always a reason why you have this stuff.
Yeah.
And in your mind, it is
the like best stuff.
That is a very common thing. And whether it's organized, I'm just saying, I know that you as well. I don't judge you.
It's
but
cool.
I'm just saying, you might want to consider that some of your treasure may have been breached.
And
maybe now's the time while you're able and you're not on your oxygen with your hurricane,
right?
And shuffling around like some sort of bridge troll.
Yeah.
Maybe now's the time to address it. Otherwise, your daughter's going to show up.
That's where I was going. What's your daughter going to do with all your good stuff?
Do you know that she is displaying some of these characteristics as well? Like something broke. Oh, my Aunt B glass. Remember I told you I had a glass from Aunt B on Andy Griffith's show that I bought years and years ago. I don't know how it ended up, but they were using it. I had forks in it at her birthday party, and they were using it as a stand for their phone when they were doing TikTok videos, and one of the kids broke my Aunt B glass. And so I'm like, oh, man, that's my Aunt B glass. And I didn't get upset. I just said, well, I enjoyed it while I had it, and I'm getting ready to put it in the trash. My daughter goes, don't throw that away. It's a broken glass, baby. No.
It's your Aunt B glass.
Yeah.
I wonder where she got that.
TV.
Yeah.
Definitely TV.
Yeah. Hey, that's come up before too on previous episodes. I'm just saying. So my point is this, is that I think that you probably do have some amazing stuff.
No doubt.
But maybe every once in a while, it might be time to maybe start picking through some boxes and
because
say, maybe some of this isn't what you remember.
And your daughter's going to need her own stuff to hoard, not just be overrun by your stuff.
She's getting better about it because she used to say when she was little, you know, if you walk in my house, you notice that there's stuff in there. It's not like a path or anything. I think it's tastefully appointed. But I would say
your house is fine.
I would say to her, you know, one day all of this is going to be yours. This is mine. Yeah, and you can sell it or throw it in the dumpster, whatever you want. No, I'm keeping all this. Well, now she's ready to sell.
Sure.
Yeah, she's ready for me to die so she can start selling this stuff off. Like, I wake up and she's smothering me, and I'm like, not yet. You better get out of here.
I need some money, Dad.
Yeah.
Look,
as long as right now, while you are still mobile, then we're fine. And, you know, and I've been in your house, and not once did I feel like your horde was going to collapse on me, which I've seen a lot of. So I'm comparing you to what I've seen. You've got it contained well.
I'll tell you now, the storage room in the garage could collapse on you because, like I said, you could barely get the door open to get in there because of all the stuff. And my museum room right now is more of a Christmas decorations storage facility.
Is teetering on the edge.
Yeah.
It's okay, buddy. Look, I'm here for you. Do you want me to come in? I can be like the professionals.
Well, you ain't going to throw any of my stuff away, but you can help me look and make sure it doesn't have mouse poop in it.
God, I can't wait. It's like I hear the dialogue that they have with the person, and I can just see Sean
Keep
and I like, all right, listen, what about
away.
No, that's my good wash rag. No, that one's good. No, wait, what are you doing with that? Where are you going with that basket? Well, it's broken. No, it doesn't matter.
Oh, yeah.
You
know,
Elvis broke it.
That's an antique wicker basket. Whoa, what are you doing with that plastic table with one leg missing?
Okay.
I know where that leg is. It's in there somewhere.
When I put the stuff in the storeroom was Memorial Day weekend 10 years ago-ish.
Honestly, I kind of want to see what's in your boxes because I think it's probably there's probably some neat stuff in there.
Probably some really
coolest.
Neat stuff. There might be some valuable stuff in there.
Oh, yeah, there is.
I'll bring it back around. With how technology is coming full circle and things that are becoming valuable once again, you might have done the best thing possible and preserved some stuff that actually is worth stuff. But we need
to
get to
it. But he'll never know because he'll never get in it.
Well, we'll just push him down and then we'll ransack the stuff.
Hey, I'm going to get up.
That'll be easy.
I'm going to get up sometime.
I'm falling and you're in my stuff.
Well, that's going to about do it for podcast number 112 plus. We're so glad that you joined us. Sure that you do it again and tell your friends and subscribe and like and all that. And, Bet You Won't Play It Friday's coming. If you want to listen to us on the radio and make a request, go to 987simon.com. How about a final thought?
You can listen to us worldwide anywhere on the free Odyssey app or on your Alexa speaker.
Is that still around? Hey,
yes.
What's your final thought?
You know, when you get that gray parrot, don't fight with your bird.
He started it.
He's your friend.
Shut up, Pecky. How about you?
I would say that if you have carpet in your bathroom, you creep me out. I'm sorry.
Maybe you're just gross.
Next time.
Bye.
Bye. Get up, get up, get up. It's a Get Up Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.